Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah Bloomquist. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah Bloomquist. We're breaking into regular programming to bring you breaking news. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is addressing the media as the Birds prepare for Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. This is the first time we've heard from the coach since he found out that the Eagles will be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Sirianni is just getting started. Let's listen in.
We obviously stayed at the stadium for a little bit. Took pictures with the family and things like that, enjoyed the moment, and then really got back to the house.
Oh my God.
Breaking news, Al. Yeah.
That is breaking news in Philadelphia. What network is that?
It was Channel 6. I got to thank Joe Wechter, who was watching Rachel Ray, her cooking show in the afternoon.
Let's see.
And they broke into preg programming.
City, and that's where I met my wife. So,
this is important. Let's dissect this a little bit. I know we're all excited, but let's dissect this. First case, breaking news.
Yes.
There's no news.
No.
Second case.
First of all, he had already spoken yesterday morning.
First time we've heard from Sirianni since he right after the game was pretty good.
Yep.
The next day wasn't bad.
Exactly.
I don't like to criticize media, but when you're going to put that little music on, and with the state of this country right now and everything that goes on and injuries, if you're just talking sports, breaking news is not. My family and I had a nice pot roast.
Took some pictures.
What the hell? Just shows you where you are. It's like bandwagon jumpers. It's happy to have them on. I mean, I am not one that says stay in your lane. I mean, that's fun that, you Rams involved now. He does news and sports and all that stuff. It's good. But breaking news is you can't do that because it.
You just come in and say, we're going to play Nick Sirianni's news conference.
You're thinking, oh, my God, who got hurt?
Yes. No, Joe immediately said he jumped up out of his chair.
Hurt?
Joe sleeps in the afternoon because the man does, he's here at 2 in the morning. He jumped out of his chair and went, oh, my God, what's wrong?
Who got hurt? It's insane. All right, the WIP Morning Show, it's Wednesday, and even though he's off forever in a couple of weeks, Angela took another Wednesday off. I can't talk. I take the day after Flyers games off, so it's kind of like whatever. But it's a Wheel Wednesday. Ross Tucker's going to be coming on. Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes. One of my last days at the helm in the morning before whatever happens. So we'll see what goes on. And we got all kinds of Eagle stuff going on. I guess yesterday was a weird day because you can't get away from it.
No.
Not that you'd want to, but, just your social media feed. It's like we got Lane Johnson video jumping off sides. I mean, starting early on.
It's one of the things we will talk to Ross about.
I just think every team, if you took the video from there and slowed it down virtually, every team you'd probably do it. But you are in the Super Bowl, so you're going to get.
Yeah, things are magnified.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's not going to be a real stress point going in.
Al, it's also sour grapes from, the two teams they've beaten.
Yeah.
The Niners saying that after Purdy went down, the league called the refs and said, basically, don't let, San Francisco get in a Super Bowl. You've got New York all upset with the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Did you see yesterday what Snickers did?
No.
Snickers has a thing, relax.
Yeah.
It sent it to the Empire State Building and here, have a Snicker.
You're grumpy when you're hungry.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But that of all the things that I saw, that's the thing I worry about the most, that it becomes a high, on high alert for it. And they've had issues with that, so that will be, if you're the other side, you're certainly going to get on the refs early about that. So we got that going on. I'm fascinated with the Michael Parsons tweet to Lane, you're my hero type of thing. And
I know you said you didn't. I was listening on the Overlap or the Something Show. If I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be furious.
I guess maybe. If you're from there, though, I don't know. His response was basically, screw you. We're a brother.
That's pretty much his response to everything, which makes it seem like he is from here.
Yeah. But I wonder if when you put it in terms of your shoes, if somebody from here, let's say Dallas had won the game.
Yeah.
And they were.
No one would do it for them.
Well, the Cowboys, but it was interesting to me to see but I think more than anything, it just shows the respect that Lane Johnson's getting for playing what he's playing.
Oh, sure. And playing as well as he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Playing as well as he is and going through all that. So, and I have a question on when you realize that the dumbest thing you've ever done?
That's a daily thing for me. Well, so yeah. Yes.
Can you imagine thinking you lost your phone in the car, searching for it in the dark with the flashlight from your phone?
Is that how your morning started?
Mike, no, I read it. It was somebody on Twitter said it, and I'm thinking, I think I've done that. Can't find my phone, searching for it with the flashlight from the phone, searching for the phone.
I've looked for my phone and it's been in my son's pocket all over. And he's like, oh, here's your phone.
Oh, Lord. One of the dumbest things. So it is Wheel Wednesday. We have a lot of stuff. And this is going to be I mentioned this yesterday and I was amazed. Angelo didn't, because he's, you know, money things to him are expensive. I honestly believe this is going to be the most expensive sporting event in American history to attend.
It looks like it.
And these are not the stories on real stories. Like when you hear stories about the price of things, it's usually like, man, kind of mythical. Like, oh, the tickets were on sale for the $10,000. Well, who paid? I mean, literally, you can put anything. I could put a cup of coffee for sale. It doesn't matter. Yeah. If somebody doesn't buy it, it's not worth anything. But in this case, I think it's for real, for real. And it's not millionaires, you know, buying these things. It's
regular people.
Regular people. It's their vacation money. It's three vacation monies, four vacation monies to see what's going on. And I think in a dangerous spot where there's people taking loans.
Well, the average price people have paid for a Super Bowl 57 ticket is $8,761.
So if you're $8,000 in for the tickets, and then you have to take a flight, and then you have to get a hotel in a place where, I mean, it is booked. It is booked between that and the golf tournament. Like the 50-mile area is just booked. I wonder, I'd like to hear from real people, honest price, what you're paying to go out there. It might be a case, Rhea, where it's better to fly out in the morning and fly back at night.
I've known people who've done that. Well, I've known
go to Vegas
who've done it when it's in Florida.
Go in and out.
Yeah, they go in and out, and it's cheaper.
Or I was talking to Joe Wechter. Or you go to Vegas. You can drive 3 hours to Vegas and get in the morning and fly. Yeah. And get. But I'm really wondering what that is. And the wheel today, we have lots of stuff on the wheel. It's going to be, what event would you honestly pay the most to go see? The Super Bowl, other things that you would actually pay money, not mythical things. What would you really honestly go to pay money for? And on the wheel, we have a $50 Visa gift card, a Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card. That's go any of their 60 locations or just go to handandstone.com. And Eagles, it's a Philly thing beanie.
A those beanie. Sweatshirts, hats, and became hugely popular.
Huge. You can get them at all of the Eagles Pro Shops, Lincoln Financial Field. You know the one there, Rockvale, Lancaster, or Cherry Hill. $25 gift card to the Philly Pretzel Factory. Now, that will come in real handy during the Super Bowl parties. PhillyPretzelFactory.com. $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. We love that stuff. Yep. We love crabcakes.com. Who's where you go for that? An Eagles NFC Conference Champions t-shirt. Same place, the Pro Shops. And a $25 gift card to Boston Market. And a Phillies Vintage Bobblehead. The events that you would pay the most to see.
Do you know how much a suite, number closest to the field or suite level? 34,000.
I can't. I mean, I don't want to hear from a corporation that's going to, even that though, you know, it's not like it used to be with tax stuff going on.
The fees are insane.
Well, I mean, if you're an employee and you see your company spending $100,000 for a suite for people, I mean, but here's the problem. If you have people that you depended on all year, supporters, sponsors, I guess you'd call them, and, you know, all year long, this is what happens. It's like all of a sudden, okay, how do you value us? Who are you taking to the Super Bowl?
How many calls have you gotten for tickets?
I've got some from just two. Just because I know I get a lot of calls for hockey tickets still. Yeah. But I haven't got a call. I got one from somebody back home wanted to know if I could get tickets to a Super Bowl.
It was my favorite. One of my closest friends got a text from a place I haven't been to since the summer.
Yeah.
hey, can you reach out to Rhea? I need 6 tickets.
Oh,
I go,
nice.
Oh, just 6?
Just
is that
6.
All?
Yeah.
I don't have any access to tickets.
Yeah, I don't have none.
My brother heard from someone he hadn't heard from in 2 years. Hey. How you doing? How's Rhea?
Yeah. 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 Okay.
I have no tickets.
Yeah.
No.
I know. Yeah. I think they realize this is... Now, the last game, I got questions about the one here.
Yeah.
That was a lot of people were interested in. Can I get it? I said, no.
No.
And I got to say, although I don't like the aftermarket, I think it's ruined a lot of things. I will say it's a convenient excuse for me. Not even an excuse, it's reality. It's like, look, nobody has tickets anymore. The teams just deal with this aftermarket, so go there.
Yeah.
That's simple. That's all I can tell
you.
We can't help you. There's no help. Go there. It doesn't there's no connection. There's no more connections anymore. It's all cash. So we have all those things on the table. We're gonna talk to Ross Tucker at 7 o'clock on some of the ins and outs, but more about just the overall.
We're gonna do a lot more with the game that just happened and what the Eagles have done so far because we have Ross next Wednesday.
Yeah,
but so I told him I want to play a game of true or false because the narrative that has come out now is the Eagles are just lucky to be here. They got lucky here, there, and the other. So I'm gonna play it. We're gonna play a little true or false with Ross on that.
There's no luck involved when you go wire to wire.
No,
it doesn't. It can't happen. In first place, you have to take advantage of breaks if you get them, and you can't have the biggest issue is a mental breakdown or a mental cruise, and that's amazing that this hasn't happened here.
Hey, I was a kid when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was missing a finals game, and we thought, oh, easy.
Yeah.
And then all you had was, you know, Magic Johnson come in and have a phenomenal game.
Yeah. So there's no such thing as an easy.
And Ruben Frank tweeted out this, the notion the Eagles had an easy schedule. Best records in NFL history. This is history, Al. Versus teams with winning records. 9-1, 1969 Vikings. 2007 Patriots, 9-1. 2022 Eagles, 9-1.
Yeah. And a lot of it was the East was better.
It was very
than,
good,
and
yeah.
Better than people expected. But I don't even – all of that stuff to me is – you can't – when you look – I never believe in looking at a season because you don't know when you're going to hit a team.
No.
If you hit the Chiefs and the quarterback's gone, is that a tough game?
Yeah.
It's – you know, and you hit a bad team like Detroit that's on a roll, then you got a good team. If you want to consider Minnesota a good team because of their record, thank you.
No.
Look what happens. So, we're going to ask him all about that. We got lots of stuff. We got a Jalen Hurts apology coming in. It's funny. The apologies come in, and I wait for the – there are certain people that it's the last one in, and we finally have our last guy in. It's like, you know, what network does he work for?
Chris Sims? NBC Sports.
Yeah, it was NBC Sports. Come get your boy. He comes in, and we've, you know, he finally, after everybody else has seen the light, we have the final apology.
Oh, hey, I was wrong. Yeah, I, you know, questioned how good he was. His crap, he's definitely a top 10 quarterback in football, what he's doing. He's one of the greatest leaders in the sport. You know, you could tell even right there, it doesn't even seem like he's happy he won the NFC Championship game. He seems like he's still, you know, like chippy and like, I'm going to prove you wrong, still more there to it. I love that about him. I do. You know, and again, he's done a great job as far as leading the team, making big plays, running the football, doing that. And then the way they're playing is formulated around his skill set now. To where they got something special going here yesterday.
It's formulated around his skill set. Did you hear the tone? That was the worst apology I've ever heard. There was, all right, fine. I'm just going to do this because I have to.
That sounded. It was so awful. It was almost like just stay in the other lane.
Stay in your stupid lane.
You're more valuable there. You know what? You can't. You sound like an idiot.
They've built it around his skill set. Really?
Who doesn't? Who
Every
doesn't?
Every team is built around your quarterback skill set.
And if your quarterback has no skill, you're done.
Thank you. We saw that. We saw that on Sunday.
So ridiculous. I don't even want him to. Is that one of those apologies you don't even accept? That would be like Angelo coming in and saying that Andy Reid belongs on Rushmore.
Exactly.
You got to do a better job.
Of course you do. All right. We have so many calls already about this. We're on the other side. We'll get to the wheel. We'll get to all your Eagles comments and events. I actually do want to hear from people, real people. What you've actually spent or are considering, and if you have to sell it to the family, on going to the Super Bowl. Time of 94 WIP 615. All righty then. Welcome to the morning show. Al Morgetti, Rhea Hughes on a Wednesday. And we have with us, well, I don't even know how to present this guy, Rhea, because Ricky Ricardo calls him by another name.
Well, it's Francisco.
But he calls him Cookie.
Oh,
Cookie,
well, because of his last name.
Yeah. So, but I prefer Francisco. You don't look like a Cookie to me.
I don't look like a Cookie, Al.
I'm gonna defer. I'm gonna go to Francisco Rojas with our question of the day. Correct?
Yes. All right. So today's Twitter question is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore, looking to buy or lease a new Silverado. Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. So. This morning's Twitter question is, with Micah Parsons' recent comments, mm-hmm. do you like a Cowboy rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl? A yes, B no.
I do.
No. Oh. And I have to say this, Francisco, about your name. Whenever I hear your name, all I can think of is the movie Elf.
Of course.
Francisco. That's fun to say.
Yep. That was a good rendition, by the way. That was good. Yeah, I've gotten that many times.
I like it better than Cookie.
Yes.
And you actually heard of Cookie Rojas?
Yeah, I did. Back when I was like a kid, when I was like 7, 8 years old.
2 years ago.
Yeah, really.
Oh, God.
Back when I was a kid. How old are you?
I'm 28 now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Then you're old now.
You're no kid, yeah.
You're no kid.
No, you're not. Go ahead. Back when you were a kid, Cookie. So, that's a long time ago. That's a long, long time ago. It's a famous name here.
Yes.
So we'll see what people think. I like the fact that he's. I like it. I like it. It shows you the stature a certain player
on
this.
Yeah.
Because his comments, if you missed it, were basically centered around Lane Johnson.
Yep.
Like, man, you played so hard, hurt.
I think where people got off the board on it was saying, go win a bowl for our division.
Yes, the division.
That's
I never
very
look
sad.
At that. I never look at it like I want
no.
the division.
Oh,
like,
God,
look
no.
what happened in New York with the Empire State yeah. Building.
Although I will say, when the Giants played the Patriots in the Super Bowl, I was rooting for the Giants.
Well, that's Belichick.
Because I hate the Patriots.
Yeah. But so I don't know that there's the same. Like, I don't look for. I certainly don't look at the National League East and say.
Oh, go Braves.
Go Braves.
Yeah, no.
I certainly look at that. But I think he got caught up in the Lane Johnson thing and then went on from there. Plus Penn State.
Yeah.
You know, that's not
he's where? Is he from?
Somewhere around.
And Ross knows where he's from. He's from out there.
One of those places past Valley Forge. There's a lot of them.
He's from Harrisburg.
Yeah, one of those places outside.
That don't count?
Yeah.
What do they call it? Pencil
Tucky? Yeah, one of those other places.
It's the state capital, Al, just in case you're wondering.
It's from out there. All right, let's go to the phones. You have so many calls. Let's start out over in Jersey and Clementon and go to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Al and Rhea.
Morning.
What's happening, Jim?
What's happening? Well, you know what's happening. It's all about the Eagles.
It's all about the Eagles. You had breaking news where the Sirianni news conference was breaking news. Yeah, it's gone. It's totally out of control, and we love it.
Here's what I was thinking. You know, the Eagles are playing against Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we win, that means Andy's record in Super Bowls is 1-4.
Oh, wow.
That's not so great.
Mm-hmm.
But if we lose, our record will be 1-4. And that's not so great either. I'm hoping he loses. Not
yeah,
us.
We all are.
Yeah, we're all hoping he loses, but I don't know. I look at the records. Just getting there is amazing to me, what you have to get through. It's a huge. But
yeah, ask the Bills.
Yeah. After you've been there a few times, you got to like. But the fact that the Eagles won it already kind of, you've got one. You've got one, and now it's just you get there and see if you can play your best, whatever happens that day. But again, it looked like they're set up for a very long time, or in football terms, mm-hmm. very long time with the signings they had, including Reddick. They're not one. They've got a couple of 1 years, but
yeah.
they've got some multiple year people at pretty good numbers.
No, it's the best roster.
Yeah, and it looks like it's a core that can continue.
They're going to lose some.
They're
I mean, probably lose Bradbury.
Yeah, and they'll lose him, and they'll maybe get a kid in a draft. So we'll see what they get. All right, do you have an event? A real event that you would pay as big money as a Super Bowl for?
Yeah, well, actually, I tried one time to get World Series tickets, but...
World Series home tickets here?
Yeah, home tickets.
So what would be the price? What's the number you would go to your family and say, we're spending this much money on a sporting event?
Well, back then when I tried, it was a lot of money, but today it wouldn't be. It was like 500, but...
Oh, 500 now is not even the type. Yeah. So, yeah. What would you pay now?
I couldn't swing it back then.
So it would be the World Series? But it'd have to be a Phillies World Series.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, we'll put you on the board for that, a Phillies World Series. Take a spin on the prize wheel today. And it's number 9. You get the WIP T-shirt and hat combo prize pack.
I believe it's in Kelly Green. The T-shirt.
Eagle. Yeah, I'm sure. Well,
I saw it out on the front desk. That's the only reason
I know. Oh, so you saw it? Kelly Green. Well, that thing's over with the color. I guess they're bringing back the Kelly next
year. I certainly hope so.
These things have caught on pretty well, though. It's a lot
of
success with them.
I don't care for the color.
Yeah.
When I buy anything with Eagles stuff, like for my son or whatever, I buy it either in black or white.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm just not a fan of the midnight.
And they're going to wear the, I saw the uniforms yesterday they're going to wear at the Super Bowl. The combinations came out yesterday.
I think they're the
midnight or the
jersey and white pants. Is that what they're going with?
I'm trying to think of what I saw. I don't remember what
I'm glad that you brought this up without having any information, Al.
It was they had the picture of what they're going to. I guess they have to announce what they're going to wear way before or whatever.
All right, here we go.
It's the it's just a green. I think it's green, but I'm not. I just looked at the jersey myself to see what was going on.
Yeah, they're going to wear green jerseys.
Yeah.
And
it looks like green throughout. I guess you make your decision.
It's unconfirmed, but they traditionally obviously use the white.
Okay. So it's unconfirmed?
Yeah. Unconfirmed.
So somebody jumped the gun on the...
Not on the jerseys because they had pictures of them putting the Super Bowl logo on it.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's cool.
We're full of information.
Now you can go buy that jersey for whatever, thousands of dollars.
I want a Reddick jersey.
Oh, that'll be popular. No. That's going to be one of the more popular. Let's go all the way down to Maryland and go to Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Rhea. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. What's up, Sean?
Excellent. Hey, listen, I'm so ready to go for this game. And I predict a couple of predictions. One, I predict we're going to be partying in the fourth quarter again because I think we're going to have a comfortable lead. And two, I think this defense is playing so sound. And Reddick and crew, and I call it Reddick and crew now because he's so dominant, that you're going to see, I think you're going to see Chad Henne in this game. I do. I think you're going to there.
Yeah.
Mahomes hasn't seen this all year long.
Yeah, but who's ever comfortable in the fourth quarter against Mahomes?
No one.
I mean,
it used to be Brady.
What lead would you have to have?
Weren't they down in the playoffs like 28 points
against Mahomes? Exactly. What number would that? And what number? If I told you the fourth quarter starting, how many points would the Eagles have to be ahead for you to be comfortable?
At least 14. At least two touchdowns.
Whoa!
No, that ain't enough. That ain't enough.
Three. It's got to be at least three.
22 points. Yeah. Uncomfortable. That's 14. If you told me they're ahead 21-7 at the beginning of the fourth quarter and Kansas City has the ball, I am not comfortable. I'm sorry.
I'm hiding.
Yeah,
underneath my table.
That's a good point that you make, though. At what point would you ever be comfortable against Kansas City?
But I see Chad Henne in there in the fourth, so I think two touchdowns against Henne is good.
All right.
You're a little confident, Sean.
Yeah. What event would you pay the big money for besides a Super Bowl? For real money, not make believe.
How about if I go to Miracle on Ice in 80?
Well, no. I'm talking about a
real event that you could go to.
Oh, that I could go to. Oh, I'd go to Super Bowl 52.
Well, I have to put you on, not on hold, but on drop. Okay.
It's an event that, you know.
Those
are real. We gave the guy the World Series thing.
The Phillies are going to the World Series. We're talking about actual people now spend. This has turned things from what Sean just brought up, fantasy.
Yeah.
This is now reality. This is a real discussion. You're going home to have the dinner, and it's like, you know what? We're supposed to go on vacation to wherever this summer, down the shore, when we've squirreled away $5,000 for it, $4,000. How about two of us?
Not the kids.
Spend,
I didn't even think about that.
I want to know what people are paying for this, but I don't think $10,000 is a made-up number. I think that's...
No, for two people?
For two people. To
hotel,
go,
air?
To go to the Super Bowl, air, hotel. Would you do that?
And you're not getting a hotel anywhere close.
No, you're not. I mean, I'd really want to know the real number that's going... These are real numbers. These are not... This is like usually we talk about, you know, someone, the two teams are playing Super Bowl. Look at this. This says the tickets are $8,000. Well, now it's reality. No. This isn't made up anymore. This is a reality situation. And I know people have talked about this because people have called and say, what are we actually going to spend? I mean, if you're beyond wealthy, I guess you
doesn't matter. Yeah,
I guess there's that 1% that, you know, they have a boat that costs $1 million and whatever, and you can kind of just say, okay, that's fine, good for you, you earned it, and you can go have a luxury like this. But for people to say, well, what would you sacrifice this? Would you sacrifice a summer vacation?
No,
me either.
No,
I wouldn't.
No,
but there are people who would.
No, because I'll just have just as much fun at home.
Well, yeah, but if you know, there are people that just gotta be
there.
It's a one you can look at it as the bucket list thing that you can tick off.
Yeah, I went to one and I went to the one in Jacksonville, worst city.
Well, I mean, when you look at where the Eagles have had to go for Super Bowls,
Jacksonville and Minnesota, this is actually a great place to go.
Oh, this is a terrific place to go at any time, but especially in the winter. All right, let's go all the way out to Lancaster and talk to Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's up, Phil?
Yes, I just wanted to sing a little song about the Eagles going to the Super Bowl to the beat of the song "A Horse with No Name."
I guess there's a tradition of this, so I guess I'll continue with now. "A Horse with No Name," by the way, is probably the first song every guitar player learns because it's what two chords there, Phil?
Yes, easy.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. First, I say the event I would like to go to.
Yes.
Flyers home game 7 to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh,
that's a good one. How much would you pay for that, Phil? Phil?
$2,000.
Well, that, you know what, the face value might be more, but I will give you I'm going to give you a spin before you start strumming. So hold on, we'll give you a spin on the prize wheel, because just in case it's not good, I don't know. Was you. Let's go to number 8, and you have a hand and stone massage facial gift spa, 50-minute massage or facial. You want to visit any of their 60 locations? Here's what you do. You just go to handandstone.com. All right, Phil, I got to tell you to take it away.
Okay. One, two, three,
go.
Let's go into the desert with our hearts to play a game. It felt good to be out of the rain. Mm. In the desert. They're going to play a good game and give those Chiefs a lot of pain. Na, 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 na. It's all fun.
I like it. That's not bad. You keep a tune. I give you put you on hold there. I'm impressed.
I had very low expectations.
So did I.
And I started tapping along to it.
Yeah, very nice. Very nicely done, Phil. You're on hold. All right, we're going to get to everybody else. What would you pay? What did you pay? I want to hear some stories about people that have made the decision or are in the process of making the decision of how much are we going to take out of the family bank account to go out to the Super Bowl. Time of 94, WIP is 6:35. Oh, God. Joe Wechter right on it. We just had our own rendition of "A Horse with No Name" going out to the desert. And there's America singing it from, God, I think I was in eighth grade.
It was in 1971 by the folk rock band America.
God, that's
Dewey
long.
Bunnell. There you go.
You're all dead, I'm sure.
That's not very nice, Al.
It's a long time ago.
1971.
That's a long time ago. All right, we're looking for people going out there, what they're going to pay, what you would pay, and on the wheel, what you would pay the most for outside of the Super Bowl. If people like to talk big about it, but then when it comes right down to it, I mean, you got a budget, right? You got, this is reality. I mean, I can't imagine going to your wife, or if the other way around, going to your husband, you're a big fan, and saying, "Yeah, I'd like to draw $18,000 out of the savings account to go to a game, and you're not coming."
No, you better be taking her or him.
Well, I mean, you know, or it's like, you know, this is your gift. You know, well, you know what? This is your. You can go, and we'll forego this, that, the other thing. But it's really happening, and people are. It's a lot more it was than Jacksonville, I'm sure.
Come on, because Jacksonville was terrible.
Yeah, but just to get there and like the flights and all that stuff going on, and a lot more. Well, I don't think does Jacksonville even have.
I stayed in a hotel that was about 45 minutes outside.
Yeah.
That basically, I think what was the name of the restaurant? It wasn't like it was a bad restaurant, but that's where I ate the whole day because there was nothing else there.
I think it was a Friendly's. Oh, they're gone too. I don't mind. I mean, I like a lot of Florida, some of it. How you live in that place is beyond me. Oh, God. Let's go to, right over, real close to Havertown and go to Kenny. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good, Kenny.
Good, good. Yeah, so I've been a season ticket holder with my father for about the last 10 years.
Okay.
We actually got 2 Super Bowl tickets through a connection to go to Minnesota.
Okay.
Daughter was stubborn coming out, was born on the 6th by the grace of God. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So turned 5, and my dad said, get online and buy some tickets. We're going to go regardless of what the price is. He said try to keep them under $10,000 each after fees, and we're top level 50 yard line, but it's going to end up just being south of 20 grand all in.
So how much were the tickets?
The tickets by themselves were about 7,500 each, but the fees ended up being like 4,500.
Now I'm interested in this
fees
thing. So it's 7,500 for the tickets.
The cheapest ones I could find there, which were like corner nosebleeds, were about $5,500 on StubHub or Ticketmaster.
And then there's fees on top of it.
Correct. Yes. Like it ended up being like $4,500 in fees, which is ridiculous. But
what? $4,500 in fees?
Before the show, the fees are insane.
I personally wouldn't be comfortable spending $4,500, but this was the last hurrah. We're actually we have a second little child now, and we're going to be giving up the season tickets. Going into next year, so this is one big last hurrah for my pops and I.
Wow! So all in, what is that?
All in.
All in's over 10,000.
Yep.
Wow! And just you and your dad are going.
Yes. Yeah.
And how many days are you spending there?
He's pretty diehard, as you would imagine.
How many days you spending out there?
We're flying out Friday and coming back on Monday. Luckily, we booked hotels and flights before the last game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so and the flights were all – my dad and I are actually flying back on a different flight because they were all booked by about halftime.
Wow. So
do that because we had insurance on them. So, we're in and out, but we will be bleeding green and screaming loud as always.
Well, that's awesome. I'll give you a spin on that because you have actually spent the money, so I don't have to say what would you spend it for.
I know you were asking before what we spend it on if it wasn't for the Super Bowl, but I honestly can't even think about spending that type of money on anything else. This is all in, man.
No, I can't think either, and you got to think this is like just this is the bucket list thing.
It is
remarkable to go out and, you know, hopefully get rewarded with the Super Bowl victory. But you'll have a hell of a time out there.
Golf tournament this weekend too, or that weekend
Now, are you going to the golf tournament?
What we hear, you can kind of just show up because it's a party, and I'm sure that we'll see a lot of jerseys out there with some swoops on them.
No, I'm fully expecting on television when that tournament's on TV that crowd is going to be an Eagles crowd. And you're going to have at that golf tournament Eagles cheers throughout the whole – it's going to be – and they love – that's not – for people that don't know golf, that is not the Masters.
That's
going to be wild.
Well, they better be ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles fans
They are. If Eagles fans are going to hijack that golf tournament, it's going to be the most – that will be a story going into the Super Bowl, how they completely change. It's going to make like all – like Caddyshack look like a class event. It's going to be terrific. All right, we'll give you a spin on the wheel, and you won a $25 gift card to the Philly Pretzel Factory. Proud partner of the Eagles. Go to your local store. This is for all your stuff during the Super Bowl parties you're having. PhillyPretzelFactory.com and give you all the information.
Al, they said at the golf tournament, all the players are bombarding them with the tournament director with Super Bowl requests.
Yeah.
The golf players. But they said they've had a lot of requests for tickets from NFL teams.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the Eagles were one of those teams that requested tickets, and maybe they knew something long before anybody else did.
Oh, man.
They requested them early.
This is going to be wild. This is going to be they are going to take over an already bonkers golf tournament.
Yes.
Is going to be triple bonkers. This
you might actually get me to watch golf
next weekend. it's gonna be crazy. You'll have everything out there.
It's got the reputation as being the most fan-friendly venue on the PGA Tour.
It's a drunk fest. Who's playing there? They've got some of the biggest...
Jordan Spieth, I think, is playing.
No, I'm talking bands. They've got huge bands at this thing. There's like A-level bands coming into this thing. This is going to be I'm starting to think the 20.
Oh my God, Chainsmokers?
Yes.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah,
Jason Aldean?
Yeah. It's going to be nuts.
Oh my God.
This could be, when you say bucket list, you might not be kidding if you go out to both
That's
of these events.
That's going to be nuts.
It is going to be.
Do they have any idea what they're in
I
for?
I don't think they do. I think they do.
No.
But I don't think they
will.
Eagles
fans will take over that town.
It's going to be just great. All right, let's go right over to Whitehall and go to Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, morning, Alan. Morning, Rita. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You're absolutely correct there, Al. TPC Scottsdale is going to be nuts.
Oh, God.
Especially that 16th hole.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That 16th hole is going to be like the vet. You may have Flame Man at a golf tournament.
They said they regularly exceed 200,000 for Saturday rounds.
This is going to be something to behold when that takes place.
Oh, it's going
to
be nuts. They better put a jail out there.
The Eagles cheers will be nuts.
All right, Gary, what's an event you'd pay a whole bunch for aside from
just one real quick comment?
Yep.
Just like the gum, Big Red's going to lose his flavor next week.
Okay. Big Red's going to lose his flavor. The gum, Big Red.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. That's still there.
I haven't chewed gum in a long time.
I can't. My teeth come out.
Well, I've got braces, so there's not a point. Not a chance.
I don't know that it's around. Like I remember, I'd like gum all the time instead of tobacco. It takes when you chew tobacco, you have to switch over eventually so you don't die. So it's like I remember that Juicy Fruit.
I love Juicy Fruit.
It lasted
10 seconds.
Not even. Not even.
But it was
I'm
good.
Like,
Al.
What the hell is this? I put it in my 10 seconds later, it's gone. Like, this is the all-time drug.
They were very smart.
It's crack.
Yes.
My God. All right, Gary, put you on the wheel. Go ahead, guys.
I'm paying top dollar for Sunday at Augusta.
Ooh, oh, Augusta, nice. Absolutely. What would you pay for that?
I'll pay $5,000.
$5,000, that's not bad. All right, and that's real money. You actually would pay that for the Augusta thing. All right, going to put you on hold there. Give you a number 4. You got the Keith Jones autograph card. By the way, for those questioning whether Keith Elaine Jones was coming back, everything's broken right in terms of the schedule. So he'll be in at least one day next week. Because he's got for those that didn't keep track, our friend Rick Tockett left the studio to go coach the Canucks.
Oh, okay. So that left an opening.
So now Jonesy might have to go fill in occasionally in the studio.
Okay, good.
Well, he's not because he has to buy clothes and stuff. He liked going on the road. it was a lot easier.
I have a very interesting. This is the coaching circle that's going around in the NFL. So D'Amico Ryans got the job at the Houston Texans. Although that was really interesting yesterday. Do you know how much they're going to be paying Sean Payton in Denver? Mike Kliss of 9 News. .com reports Payton will receive somewhere between $17 million and $20 million per year.
Wow.
Per year.
How rich are these teams?
He was seeking between 20 and 25.
Ah, oh, man.
That's
there's
insane.
No salary cap.
No?
So, I mean, if you can pay it, but it's just, it's remarkable. The money that the league makes and somehow remains its non-profit status is It's well beyond my comprehension. I don't quite understand it. Is it a 53 or is it a 55?
Yeah, you could break, and then we'll have Ross at the top.
Yeah, Ross. I'm worried about Ross.
His
voice yesterday was atrocious.
I did email with him last night when I was going over what we were going to talk about, and he said he canceled a bunch of things yesterday, drinking a lot of tea and honey, and he said he thinks he'll be okay. But he wants to talk to a lot more callers.
So we got a lot of callers.
So they can talk.
Now, isn't his history that when it's his first NFL game, he got laryngitis?
Yes, he did. That's right.
It's like, and it's come full circle for him. All right, Rich, Bob, Corey, everybody. Look, we got a lot of calls, and because Ross's voice is a little stressed, we're going to take lots of calls for Ross, and you can ask your questions and give us what you would pay the most money for. Time of 94, WIP is 6:54.